नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवत 9th canto chapter 9 text 48 नारायण गृहीत ज्ञान तत संभावस्थित ज्ञान तत संभावस्थित ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद दस महाराज खट्वांग बाय हिज एडवांस्ड इंटेलिजेंस in rendering service to the Lord, gave up false identification with the body full of ignorance. In his original position of eternal servitorship, he engaged himself in rendering service to the Lord, performed by Srila Prabhupada. When one actually becomes purely Krishna conscious, no one has any right to rule over him. When situated in Krishna consciousness, one is no longer in the darkness of ignorance, and when freed from all such darkness, one is situated in his original position. Jiver Surupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. The living entity is eternally the servant of the Lord, and thus, when he engages himself in the service of the Lord in all respects, he enjoys the perfection of life. This is the perfection of life. Purposeful Prabhupada says, when one actually becomes purely Krishna conscious, no one has any right to rule over him. When situated in Krishna consciousness, one is no longer in the darkness of ignorance. When one freed from all such darkness, one is situated in original position, Jivir Surupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Living entity is eternally the servant of the Lord, and thus when he engages himself in the service of the Lord in all respects, he enjoys the perfection of life. This is the perfection of human bhava. To develop complete Krishna consciousness, to develop pure Krishna consciousness, then there is no longer in darkness of ignorance. Krishna surya sama maya hoy ondokar. Jaha Krishna tahanai maya rodhikar. Godhead is light. When there is light, there is no darkness. That's it. Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna Chinmaya Bhaskara. Do you understand? Krishna Chinmaya Bhaskara. Krishna is spiritual sun. Do you understand? Krishna, this material world, you see material sun. But Krishna is spiritual sun, Chinmaya Bhaskara. Krishna Surya Sama. Maya Undhakar. The ignorance, illusory energy, Maya, that is darkness. So where there is sun, there is no darkness. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya rodhikar. Where there is Krishna, there is no question of illusory energy, maya, that is darkness. Here so, when one is situated in Krishna consciousness, no longer in darkness, complete Krishna consciousness, always in Krishna consciousness, always with Krishna, always sees Krishna, the very question of darkness, the very question of ignorance, which always is the spiritual sun, Krishna. But there is sun, darkness cannot prevail. Do you understand? Where the darkness? Sun is on front side, darkness backside. Isn't it? Backside cannot come to the front. Maya is darkness, ignorance. Do you understand? Maya, andhakar. So where there is Krishna, Maya cannot come forward, come to the front. Maya is backside. Understand me? One who is always Krishna, face to face with Krishna, how Maya will come to the front? No, cannot. Because darkness not prevail. Maya is at backside. Maya billojumanaya. Maya feels herself ashamed. Ashamed. Cannot come, she cannot come to the front because Krishna is there. Do you understand? Therefore, when one is situated in Krishna consciousness, no longer in darkness, ignorance. That is the goal of human birth, to develop complete Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, day and night, 24 hours to live with Krishna. Day and night, 24 hours to live with Krishna. That is to see Krishna everywhere, to live with Him, to play with Him, to act with Him, to deal with Him, talk with Him, do everything with Krishna. Dance with Him, joke with Him, play with Him. How is it? Understand me? That is the goal of human life. That is the perfection of human life. This is to develop complete Krishna consciousness. This is original position, constitutional position of jiva. Jivir surupahoy Krishna nitya das. Living in this eternal is a servant of the Lord, and thus when he engages himself, service of the Lord in all respects, enjoys the perfection of life. Then my 24 hours is engaged in the service of the Lord. Are you? Gokul Das wants service of Maya. Isn't it? Don't want service of Krishna. Then he wants to live in darkness. Don't want to come out to the light. Tamasama jyotirgamaya. Veda says, tamasama jyotirgamaya. Don't stay in darkness, come out to the light. That means, develop complete Krishna consciousness. Krishna is effulgent light. Chinmayo bhaskara. Krishna chinmayo bhaskara. Krishna is spiritual sun. Do you follow? Krishna is spiritual sun. Chinmayo bhaskara. Krishna chinmayo bhaskara. Hearing from sadhu, you can understand it. Otherwise, you cannot understand it. Chitkana jiva Krishna chinmayo bhaskara nitya Krishna dekhi Krishna karuna adar. Prema vivarta, it is said.
Chitkana jiva Krishna chinmayo bhaskara nitya Krishna dekhi Krishna karuna adar. Nitya Krishna dekhi Krishna prema vivartari jagadan pranta kare katha ki maro ki ma kabu ko durge kabu marti kabu devo kabu daitya kabu daso prabhu kabu deva kabu daitya kabu daso prabhu ei rupe sansaro bhrami ekon jana ei rupe sansaro bhrami ekon jana sadhu sanghe nija tattva
tomaro charan thali
के को हरे कृष्ण तारे तारान संसारे कृपा करी कृष्ण तारे तारान संसार माया के पीछे राखी कृष्ण पानी कृष्ण पाव पद पाई जीते कृष्ण कृष्ण तारे दिन निज शक्ति बल at all, is in all is in light, enlightenment. No illusion, no maya. Do you follow? Therefore, here it is said, when one is situated in Krishna consciousness, no longer in darkness of ignorance, when freed from also darkness, original position as servant of Krishna. Krishna karena adara. As long as you have not developed complete Krishna consciousness, you are in darkness. You are in illusory energy, maya, that is darkness. You are not aware of your own swarup. What is your own swarup? You follow? You have developed bodily constitution life. This false identification of the body that is full of ignorance. Darkness, isn't it? Full of ignorance. You are in bodily conception of life. As long as you are bodily conception of life, so you will be revolving in the cycle of birth, repeatedly. Cycle of birth and death. Huh? Sometimes going high, sometimes middle planetary system, sometimes lower planetary narco. Sometimes higher spaces, sometimes lower spaces in this way. Going up and down. Kabhu sorgye ute, kabhu marte, narakeva, kabhu. Kabhu deva, kabhu daitya, kabhu dasa, prabhu. Sometimes elevated to heavenly planet, demigod. Sometimes in martya, intermediary planetary system, some spaces. Sometimes in narka, hellish planet. Sometimes demigod, sometimes demons. Sometimes master, sometimes servant. In this way, wandering, wandering, revolving. Eirupa sansara brahmite konjana sadhu sangye nija tattva bhagatana. In this way, revolving, revolving, revolving in this high and low spaces, and high and low planetary systems, one fortunate jiva comes for sadhu sangha. Huh? Understand? Then when associates with sadhu and hears from sadhu and puts firm faith in the words of sadhu, by mercy of sadhu, he understands who am I. Who am I? Ami Krishna Das. Hearing from sadhu, he understands I am Krishna Das. I am eternal servant of Krishna. This is jiva tattva. Nija tattva daniyar sansara nachai. Kenava bhajinu maya kore hai hai. When he understands his own tattva that I am Krishna Das, then he says, alas, 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 why I have become maya das? So many lives, lakhs of lives. Yes. You understand? They lament, they repent. You lament, you repent. He will dash his head, he will cry, alas, alas. What are you doing? Huh? Jagadish. Kenle bole o he Krishna, ami tobo daso. You understand? Then he'll cry and say, O Krishna, I am your servant. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram padidamma visami bhavam mudau kripayato pada pankadasthita duli sadrisa. He'll cry and say this. Ai nanda tanuja, O son of Nanda Maharaj, O Krishna, I am your servant. I am your servant. Somehow or other I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. And I've been drowning, suffering here from time immemorial. But now I understood I am your eternal servant. Kranami. Now I am crying. Tomar chana chari ainu sarvana. Disregarding your lotus feet, not taking shelter at lotus feet, I am completely doomed now. Cry and say. Are you saying like that? Cry and say like that. Kakuti kariya krishna na ke kovar krupa kari krishna tare chadana sanskara. When he cries, the core of the heart and prays to Krishna, calls for Krishna, Krishna understands who is there in your heart. Now he is crying for me. Now he is crying. Krishna wants that thing. He is waiting for your crying. Understand? Jagadish, he is waiting for your crying. When you cry, then he awakens. Now Jagadish is crying for me. So I'll accept him now. Otherwise, no. Huh? Do you understand? Kākudi gariya krishna nāke kovār krupākari krishna bha charana sansāra. And crying and calls for Krishna. Then Krishna showers his mercy and that crying soul and inculcates spiritual strength unto him. He becomes strong. Maya becomes powerless. So he comes out from the clutches of Maya. Otherwise, not easy. Maya ke pichane rakhi Krishna paane chai. Bhajite bhajite Krishna paata dhuja. Then no longer looks at Maya. You ugly with Maya. Get out from here. Push her back. He pushes her back. Get out, get out, get out. Only looking at Krishna, only one gaze. Constantly gazing at Krishna. No. Looking back for Maya. Accepts the lotus feet of Guru under his guidance, engages in some bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Engages in the loving service of Krishna. In this way, long run, he gets the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna, tare dena, nija sit sakti ra bala, maya karsana chade hanyadru bala. As long as you have not gotten the spiritual strength from Krishna, maya will never be powerless. Daivihesa gunamayi mama maya duruktaya. Though maya, illusory energy, external energy, inferior energy, still very, very strong, isn't it? Very strong, very strong. Jiva has no strength to get out of the clutches of maya. Has jiva strength? No. Unless you get the spiritual strength from Krishna, maya will never be powerless, maya will never let you free, or you will never be free from the clutches of maya. When you get the chitsakti ravala, the spiritual strength from Krishna, and then maya becomes powerless, then we will kick maya, get out from our clutches. Otherwise, not possible. Chādu saṅgye Krishna nāmi matra chāy saṅsāra jintyār un vastunāy. This is the only desire, only aspiration. Sādhu saṅgye Krishna nāma imatra chāy saṅsāra jintyār kon vastunāy. How? Only one aspiration, one boon we ask for. Let me have sadhu sangha constantly and chant Krishna nam in the association of sadhu and hear Krishna katha in the association of sadhu. Then I'll get the strength to conquer maya. Otherwise, no other means is there to conquer maya. Understand? This is in Prema Vivarta, Jagadananda Pandita says. So sadhu says, shastra says. Sadhu says, shastra says. You have to first hear from sadhu. Follow? First thing is hearing. Do sadhu sangha hear from sadhu? Sabda Brahma. Brahma. Supreme Law. That's said in the form of word, sabda, transcendental word, comes out from the lips of sadhu. You understand? Krishna katha, sadhu bhagavata katha, in the form of bhagavata katha, descends, enters into the ear and goes deep into the heart. This means how you can develop Krishna consciousness. You have to hear this sweet flute singing of Krishna. You follow? Are you hearing? No? In order to hear that sweet singing, flute singing of Krishna, you have to hear from Guru, Sadhu Guru. That is the sweet singing of Krishna. That is sweet singing of Krishna. That Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, that's coming out from the pure lips of Sadguru, Sadguru. Make an ornament of your ear. That's the ornament of the ear. Yes. You have to first hear. If you hear, thereby through hearing. Some sadhu with concentrated attention putting firm faith in the verses. Sadhu guru, get his mercy. By his mercy will develop that vision. That ointment of love will be smeared on your eyes. Prema anjana siddha. Then you can see beautiful forms. Shyam Sundar. Without hearing, your this eye will not be opened. You follow? Without hearing, if someone desires to see the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, he cannot. He cannot see. Krishna will never give him darshan. Rather he will see Maya. Rather he will see only Maya. Understand my language? Yes. First is hearing. Sravana. So giving up this process of sravana, those who want to see the beautiful form of Krishna Shyam Sundar, they are sahajiyas. Rakuta sahajiyas. So therefore, Gurudev first orders mantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Do you understand this mantra, Mahamantra, and gives it into our ear? Do you understand? This is Vyanudhoni. This is the sweet singing of Krishna. Understand? Guru Bani, Guru's words, the sweet singing of Krishna. This sweet singing of Krishna in the form of mantra comes out, enters into the ear, goes deep into the heart. When this takes place, then no more material vision you develop. Transcendental vision, premanjana srita. You will never see any material object. You will see your beautiful form of Krishna only. And as long as your eyes are not anointed with the ointment of love, Krishna, then what you are seeing, you see the illusory energy Maya and things created by Maya. You cannot see the swarup of Guru. No. What will you see? You see his body constituted of bones, marrows, flesh, skin, urine, blood, stool. This gross material body only you can see. You cannot see the swarup of Guru. Understand me? Develop this vision, then you see the swarup of Guru, then you see all beautiful Shyam Sundar. First thing is to hear from Sadhguru. This is known as Shravana Dasa. Understand? Shravana Dasa. Then from Shravana Dasa you go to Varana Dasa, Varana Dasa to Smarana Dasa, Smarana Dasa to Apana Dasa, Apana Dasa to Prapana Dasa. It's gradual, gradual, gradual development. Understand? Understand what is there? I'll explain. Those who are very serious, how I can get Krishna, how I can understand Krishna, how I can understand my swarup, how I can engage myself, loving service of Krishna, I can get Krishna and make my life successful. They understand I can tread this path of transcendental joyfulness. Understand? This path of transcendental joyfulness. So, that bhakta, or that traveler, who wants to travel in this path, for that traveler, he must first hear from Guru Sadhguru. That is Shravana Dasa. Hearing from Sadhguru, he understands, who am I? What is my swarup? Who is Gurudev? Do you understand? Who is Guru? Bolo.
Your associate, Sri Mata Radharani.
Yes. Guru is he who has heard from his Guru and thus delivering the same thing to us, like post-pian. Comes in disciplic, bona fide disciplic succession, was heard from his guru. Now, speaking is not concocting anything. What is heard is speaking. You understand? This is delivering the same thing. That is guru. And hearing from bona fide guru understands jiva that I am eternal servant of Krishna. That should engage myself in the service of Krishna. Then he accepts the service of Krishna. Do you follow? This is acceptance. This is known as varanadasa. The acceptance of the loving service of Krishna under the guidance of guru. This is varanadasa. Do you follow? When he accepts this service of Krishna, then at 24 hours remembers Krishna. Oh, I am doing this for Krishna only. Do you understand? Never forgets Krishna even for a moment. This is smaranadasa, remembrance, smaranadasa. Thereby his whole heart is completely filled with thinking of Krishna. If Krishna is there, the heart is completely awakened, manifested. Then gradually he goes to apanadasa. Apanadasa means he always thinks of Krishna. He sees Krishna everywhere, always engaged in the loving service of Krishna. He is in samadhi, he is in trance. What do you say? Trance. He is in trance. He is completely forgetful of his bodily existence. Do you understand? That is known as apanadasa. Day and night, 24 hours, astakalya. This is astakalya. What do you say? Astakalya bhajana, astakalya bhajana. Do you understand? Day and night, 24 hours engaged in bhajana, astakalya bhajana. Completely engaged in loving service of Krishna, completely absorbed. Then he knows what is my swarup. Do you understand? Swarup siddhi. What is I am swarup? What is I am? I am a cowherd boy, a servant of Krishna, friend of Krishna, father, mother of Krishna. Conjugal. Lover of Krishna. What am I? That you understand. So that is Swarupa Siddhi. That is known as Swarupa Siddhi. This is apanadasa. This is apanadasa. Do you understand? You understand this is Swarupa Siddhi. What is my Swarup? That is Swarupa Siddhi. Then when he gets this Swarupa Siddhi, then at last when he quits this material world, he enters into that lila. Do you understand? In lila as a conjugal lover, or lila friendship, sakya rati, or vasalya rati, parental, parenthood, or dasya rati. He enters in, that is, brother lila. That is known as prapanadasa or vastu siddhi. Understand? This is prapanadasa, vastu siddhi, and begins from hearing, and culminates in vastu siddhi prapanadasa. This is the opinion of all sadhu, bhajanas and sastra, and this is what perfection, supreme perfection in my life. Understand? You are asking that thing, Jagadatma. This is what Mahajanas say. Sastra se, sadhu se, mahajana se. Sajidananda vigraha Krishna is sevya vastu, is to be served, is to be worshipped, is to be meditated upon. In all Vedas say, nanda nandana Krishna. Is to be worshipped, is to be meditated upon, is to be served. Eko vasi sar varga Krishna idya. Jang sarve deva namanti mamukhyabho. Brahma vadinascha. Vedases, all Vedases. That means, adya jnana tattva, absolute truth, Krishna, sarvadi, sarvansi, sarvavatari, who is the source of all avatars. Do you understand? Everybody worships. Krishna is worshipable for everybody, all of them. And the service to the lotus feet of that all worshipable Krishna is supreme requirement, prayojana. understand? And one who is engaged in the loving service of the lotus feet of Krishna, he becomes fearless. Because the lotus feet of Krishna is such place, this Abhaya Sarana Arvinda, there is no question of fear, the place of fearlessness. Understand? Manni akutasthid bhaya machyutasya padambhujapasana. Padambhujapasana matra nityam udvigna buddhe sadatma bhavat visvatmana jatra nivarta devhi. 11th canto. Bhagavatam, 2nd chapter, 33 verses. You have that verse? Manne akutasya dvaya machyutasya padambuja pasanam atra nityam udvigna buddhi rasadatma bhavad visvatmanadatra nivartate bhi. This kavi says to Nimi Raja, King Nimi. Do you understand? O king, the jivas, conditioned souls, have been suffering here in this material world because of not developing Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? They are in bodily consciousness, thinking the body is self. Do you understand? Actually, the body is self and everything. They have been afflicted with three tapas always in this material world. For them, this is the only thing required, that they should take shelter of the lotus feet of Supreme Lord and engage themselves in the loving service of that lotus feet of the Lord. Thereby, they will be free from all sorts of fearful situations. Nivartate bhi. Do you understand? If they will engage themselves in worship of the lotus feet of Krishna, then they will be free from all sorts of material fears. Understand? So the lotus feet of Krishna is Asoka Abhaya Amrita Prada. It's a place of fearlessness. It's a place where there is no lamentation. It's a place there is no death. Amrita Prada. And that lotus feet is the only thing required for this conditioned souls who have been suffering here in this material world from time immemorial. This only thing needed. So, one should only ask for bhavata bhakti rahetu gitvai. Life after life, let me have the opportunity to serve your lotus feet, O Krishna. You understand? So, first, they say, sadhana bhakti, you will do sadhana under guidance of bona fide guru, then gradually, it will be elevated to sadhya bhakti. Sadhya bhakti is prema bhakti. Do you understand? Sadhana bhakti to sadhya bhakti. Understand? Prem bhakti. When you develop prem bhakti, then you will get the opportunity to serve the lotus feet of Shyam Sundar. That is, all auspicious, all peaceful. Do you understand? Transcendentally blissful. Jetu tadiya charanam buja kosa gandham. Find out. 395. Jetu tadiya charanam buja kosa gandham. Jigranti karna vivare sudhivatanitam. Bhaktyagruhita charana parayata tesam. Napesinata hudayam buruvat sopunsam.
O my lord, persons who smell the aroma of your lotus feet, carried by the air of Vedic sound through the holes of the ears, accept your devotional service. For them, you are never separated from the lotus of their hearts.
So, all is hearing, Sweet singing of Krishna. Isn't it? Finished? So soft. Read again. This Brahma said, this Brahma's words, Yes.
O my lord, persons who smell the aroma of your lotus feet.
Those who smell the nice scent coming out from the lotus feet,
Carried by the air of Vedic sound.
Carried by the air of Vedic sound. Yes.
Through the holes of the ears.
Through the holes of the, not through the holes of your nose. Understand? Yes, every word is significant. Through the holes of the ears, not through the holes of your nose, you can't. scent it, smell it. Yes, yes. That means, because here, Sat Bhagavata Katha from the lips of Sadhu Guru. That it says, all right?
Accept your devotional service. For them, you are never separated from the lotus of their heart.
They accept your loving devotional service. Then you are never separated from the, from the lotus of their heart. Do you follow? Lotus of their heart, yes. Because they have accepted your lotus feet at Parama Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha. You understand? You never separate yourself from the lotus of their heart. Do you follow? Yes. In any circumstances. So, this needs explanation. This needs explanation. That means, it says, the air, what is that?
Carried by the air of Vedic sound.
Carried by the air of Vedic sound. Huh? The air blows, and air carries the scent, isn't it? If the air blows through a garden, garden filled with very scented flowers, the air carries the aroma, isn't it? So this air, air of the Vedic sound, isn't it? Suti Bhatanika, Suti Vedic sound, that is air. That carries what? The aroma of the lotus. Do you understand? That lotus feet. Krishna's feet is compared to lotus. That carries that aroma. Understand me? Nice scent of the lotus feet of Krishna. Understand me? And devotee smells it through the ears, not through the ears of nose. That means those are very, those are developed katharuchi. Taste for Krishna katha, very eager. This nectar and flow is coming. Such nice aroma is now coming. So I must open my holes, also the ear, let it enter into it. Constant attention there, here. Then that goes deep to the heart. Heart of the bhakta. So, sadhu mukha vigalita hari katha, this hari katha, Krishna katha, so sweet nectarian bhagavat katha, coming out from the lips of so sadhu, and enters into the ears of such devotees. Do you understand? Those are very eager to hear. Then enters, going through the ears, enters into the core of the heart. Then enters into the core of the heart, Ladini Shakti becomes awakened. Understand me? Laser-giving potency, that is sleeping condition, becomes awakened. Understand me? Becomes awakened. At that time, the jiva means bhakta. Bhakta develops prem-bhakti. And prema-bhakti Mahadevi is Varsohanavi Devi Srimati Radharani. Do you follow? Madanakya Mahabhava Swarupa Ladini Saro. Ladini Saro. Chief pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani. Do you follow? At that time, the premi-bhakta completely falls down at the lotus feet of Radharani. Understand my language? Try to understand. Then, under her guidance, he engages himself in the loving service of Krishna. Eternal loving service, perfect eternal loving service of Krishna. Do you follow? So, that means Guru. Guru, therefore we say Radha Priya Sakhi. Guru is Radha Priya Sakhi, dear girl companion of Radharani. Who can engage himself in loving service of Krishna? So, at that stage, Krishna is bound up with the rope of love in the heart. Krishna is bound up with the rope of love in the heart because he has developed prem bhakti. For even for a moment, Krishna doesn't give him any chance to be engaged in Maya service. No more Maya service. Krishna will never give you any chance. Understand? Such a bhakta. Such a bhakta. Premi bhakta. You understand? Is like a madman. A madman. Pagal unmotta. Mad for the loving service of Krishna. He never separates himself even for a moment from the loving service of Krishna. And Krishna never leaves his heart even for a moment. Understand? He doesn't know anything but the loving service of Krishna, such a bhakta, premi bhakta. And prema vasa hari Krishna. Krishna becomes submitted to such a premi bhakta, and he never leaves the heart of such a premi bhakta even for a moment. Never leaves. Understand? This is the ultimate, supreme attainment, ultimate attainment. Tam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrut saroja asaseshu dekhita patho nanunatha punsang jadda dhyate urugaya vibhavayanti tatta tapapu pranayase sadangrahaya 3911.
Oh my lord, your devotees can see through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in a particular eternal form of transcendence.
Particular eternal form according to his rasa the devotee wants to see. Understand me? This is Swarup Siddhi. The particular form according to his rasa the devotee wants. If he is in Sakya rasa, then he wants, oh, let me see Krishna. Do you understand? Bound up by Mother Yashoda. I will go and release my friend. Krishna is crying. Do you understand? Rudantam muhur netra jagmam rudantam karam bhaja jugme no sadanka netra. My friend is rubbing his rubbing his eyes with his two lotus palms, breathing heavily, Satanga is fearful eye looking at the mother. The friend Sakhas seeing, I want to see that form. Understand me? I want to see that form. Oh Krishna, please show me that form. That is Swarup Siddhi. Understand me? That is says, according to one's rasa, devotee wants to see that form. And Krishna shows that form to that bhakta in his heart. He sees it within and without. Yes. Understand me? Let me think of you, O Krishna, in that form. Understand? As for example, we say, this is the prayer of Brahma, isn't it? Brahma's prayer. Brahma says, this one who is a very dear devotee of Lord Ram, you follow? Very dear devotee of Lord Ram, he wants to see the Ram form. He doesn't want to see Krishna form. As for example, Hanumanji. Hanuman is a great sadhu. He knows tattva. He knows tattva. Sadhu knows. He always engaged in chanting Ram Naam. You follow? So dear servant, Dasya Bhakti, Lord Ram left him here. You stay in material world, teach Dasya Bhakti. Lord Ram took everybody to Ajodhya planet when he left. But didn't take Hanuman. Now you stay here. You follow? Teach Dasya Bhakti. You understand? Who opened his heart, Hanuman. Only Ram Sita is there, nothing else. Such dear devotee. Sinathe janakinathe abheda paramatmani mama jivana sarvasva rama rajiva lochana. Hanuman says, I know there is no difference between Sinatha and Janakinatha. Understand my language? Husband of Lakshmi Srinatha and husband of Janaki, there is no difference. I know it very well, Abharamatmani. But my heart and soul is Ram Rajivalochana, lotus-eyed Ram.
This is another one-pointedness, another devotion. I want to see that form. I want to see that form. Oh Lord, please give up your flute. Catch hold of bow and arrow, show me your ram form, then I'll bow down. And Lord shows ram form, he sees. Yes, this is Surup Siddhi. Oh Lord, I want to see this form. Please show me. Premi Bhakta. And Lord shows that form. Understand? That he says. This is Surup Siddhi. Yes, then? Finished. Yes. This Rupa, the form, the Premi Bhakta wants to see, and Lord manifests that form. And that is only available by the mercy of the Lord. So, one who is completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and understands his swarup and his rasa-samanda, his relationship within a particular rasa, wants to see that particular form, Krishna shows him that form. And he is engaged, loving service in that form. Do you understand me? Then, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma's prayer. Tadastu menātha sa bhuri bhāgo bhavetra nipānatra tubāsirascha janāho me kopi bhavajjanānaṁ bhutvāni sebe tavapāda pallavaṁ. Yes? 10th canto, 10th, 14th, 30. Tadastu menātha sa bhuri bhāgo bhavetra nipānatra tubāsirascha janāho me kopi bhavajjanānaṁ bhutvāni sebe tavapāda pallavaṁ. When Brahma's pride was crushed, Brahma stole the cowherd boys and calves of Krishna playing. Do you understand? Then Krishna manifested. Same calves, same cowherd boys as they were, and play went on. Brahma thought of, I will stop playing. Rascal Brahma, so proud. Put them in a mountainous cave in Jog, mystic slumber, Jogo Nidra, do you understand, sleeping there. But at one moment came down from his planet, so same boys were there, some calves were there. Such play was going on. What happened? Did Krishna go there and take them back? Took them back? He went to see, oh, they are sleeping here and playing here. What is this fun? Cannot understand. Brahma couldn't understand. Then he meditated, saw all 400 Vishnu forms. All calves are looking, 400 Vishnu forms. Boys, oh, they have come up. Oh, it's Supreme Lord. Then came down and offered prayer. This is one of the prayer. Tadastamena atasapari bhago vavitravanyatra tubhatarasyaṁ janāhame kopi bhavadjanānam bhuttāni sevi tavabhādakulam. Oh Lord, I don't want the position of Brahma. Please take it out immediately from me. Because of this, I develop pride. I develop pride. Yes, I commit such great apadath at your lotus feet. Isn't it? He tried to test. By whose mercy he has been awarded this position? And now he is so proud that I have committed this offense. So please take out of this position of Brahma from me, because develop pride in me. Please give me that birth as you like. Birth of lower species, birds or beasts or grass, herbs, insects, worms, germs, or in Brahma Janma, this Brahma birth. But one prayer I have, that I'll be one of your very dear friends like these cowherd boys. So dear they are. They are climbing up to your shoulder, snatching away food from your mouth. I have no such fortune. I have no such opportunity. So dear they are. So I want to be one of such dear devotees of yours. Let me take birth as one of such dear devotees of yours. And serve your lotus feet. Nothing else. I don't want this position of Brahma. I am so unfortunate. I am not such good fortune.
our mercy on me that I will get such opportunity of serving your lotus feet life after life in the association of such dear devotees of yours. That is prayer. Do you understand? Then, that chapter, 34 verse. Tad bhuri bhagyam iha janma kimapyata vyang jad gokule api katamanghri rajo abhishekam jad jivitantu nikhidam bhagavan mukundo tadapi jad padaraja padaraja sudhimrugyam eva. Yoha. 10th canto bhagavatam. 14th chapter. 34 verse. Find out. Tad bhuri bhagyam iha janma kimapyatabhyam jad gokule api kitamanghri rajo abhishekam jad jivitantu nikhidam bhagavan mukunda tadyapi jad padaraja sudimrugyam eva. This is the prayer of Brahma, some prayer of Brahma. Brahma for so many prayers in the canto. He says, O Lord, up till now the Vedas are offering prayer unto you and seeking the dust from your lotus feet. Vedas. Up till now they are offering prayer and seeking the dust from your lotus feet. You are their life and soul, O Krishna. Life and soul of the Vedas. You are so dear to themselves of Brajbhumi. So dear to the residents of Brajbhumi. If I'll get such good fortune, get some dust from the lotus feet of such residents of Brajbhumi, then I'll think my life is successful. Understand? But in this Brahma Dharma, in the birth of Brahma, I have no such fortune. They won't give me. If I beg, they won't give me. So I don't want to remain in this life, birth as Brahma. Take it away from me immediately. Please. Give me birth in the jungle of Vrindavan, in Brajbhumi, in the jungle of Vrindavan. Do you understand? Then I'll think that I have gotten some good fortune. This is my prayer. Because thereby I will get some chance of serving your lotus feet. Understand? Loving, love. Because all the residents of Brajbhumi, they are always in loving service. I have no such love. Do you understand? I have no such opportunity. Purport is that the Shrutis, the Vedas are offering prayers. Do you understand? How they will get such opportunity of serving Shyama Sundara Krishna, cowherd boy, all beautiful gopa, balaka, besa, madhurjyamaya Krishna in Brajabhumi, Vibhala, under the guidance of this gopis, following the gopis, Vibhala, Gopibhava. The Vedas want to develop gopi bhav because that is the highest. Gopis render highest loving service. Gopi jana mama. Krishna says, nobody is so dear as gopis. Do you understand? And Vedas, Shrutis, they offer prayers for that. They are desires of that. So that desire has developed in me, Brahma said. But it is completely impossible now in this birth. Because in this birth I cannot get such opportunity to serve your lotus feet. Developing Braja Prema. Do you follow? So I want to give up all this my Aishwarya, Apul and such elevated position as Brahma, everything. I want to kick off. Please take it away. Please give me such opportunity. How can I get some dust from the lotus feet of this residents of Braja? And I want to shower with that dust. Let that dust be by my shower. Understand me? My sava. This is my desire. This is my desire. I don't know how my desire will be fulfilled. In this Bartha Brahma, there is no such possibility of fulfillment of this desire. If you cast your merciful glance on me, maybe my good fortune will arise. I don't know. But this is my prayer. Please make me take birth here in this jungle of Vrindavan, in this material world, Bhauma Braja Bhumi. Understand me? Bhauma Braja. As a blade of grass or medicinal herb. Like that. Any birth like that, please give me. Then I'll get chance to get some dust from the lotus feet of the residents of Braja. Especially the lotus feet of the gopis. When they will be wandering in this jungle of Vrindavan, just being mad after you, running at the dead of night, hearing your sweet flute singing, leaving aside their household ties, bondage, everything. They are like mad women. Do you understand? Like mad women, they are running any path, jungle path. I'll get a chance. Their feet may touch me. So I'll get some dust from. So I want to be burned as a blade of grass or some medicinal herb in Braja Bhumi. I don't want this position of Brahma. Please take it out of me. Do you understand? This is what? Brahma's prayer. Then I'll think that good fortune has arisen to me. That's also the same prayer Uddhava Phara. Asamaha charana renu jusamaha swam vrindavane kimapi gulma latau sadhina jadastyajam sadam arjo padam chahitva bhijur mukunda padabhim sridivir murgyam. Uddhava is very dear devotee. Na tathami atmajonir na sang. Na tathami priyatama atmajonir na sankaraha na sankarsana. Na srir, naivatma, jatha bhavan. Krishna himself says, Oh Uddhava, you are so dear to me. Atmajoni Brahma is not so dear to me. Sankara is not so dear to me. My brother Sankarsana is not so dear to me. My wife Lakshmi is not so dear to me. I myself is not so dear to me as you are dear, Uddhava. Uddhava is such dear devotees. When Uddhava went to Braja Bhumi, Krishna sent him, Go, Samya, Uddhava, Gatsa, Uddhava, Braja Bhumi. Go. You, Uddhava, go to Braja Bhumi. Take this message of love, deliver. Do you understand? To my dear father, mother, mine. Do you understand? Dear lovers, these gopis, all is day and night. Always think you are manmanaska, Give them some solace. When Uddhava went there and saw, especially Braja gopis, what love they have developed. What love they have developed for Krishna. Day and night, 24 hours thinking of Krishna, no other thought is there. They have given up eating, sleeping, everything. Their body has become skinny. Yes, not eating anything, sleeping at all, always thinking. Skinny. Yes. Do you follow? Very often falling pant. Thereby, they are surviving. Yes. They are soft. Always speaking about Krishna, always thinking of nothing else. Then Uddhava, what love they have developed. Yes. Then he condemned himself. What is that? I was thinking I am very dear devotee of Krishna. Yeah? Uddhava was thinking, Uddhava was some pride. Yeah, I know Krishna. But how they have known? What love they have developed? Day and night, 24 hours, only thinking Krishna, speaking Krishna. No other thought is there, nothing else. Such pure love. I am lacking. And what they have not done? Which is very, very difficult to break this family tie. They have broken it. Do you follow? They have broken it. This very hard tie, family tie. They have broken, they run at the dead of night to the jungle of Vrindavan. To Krishna. What they have not done? So, how? Fortunate they are. So, how can I have such fortune? If I get some dust from their lotus feet, then my good fortune may arise. But if I beg them, oh gopis, please give some dust, they won't give me. They won't give me. So Krishna has showered so much mercy on me, sending me to Braja Bhumi. Uddhava thought. Krishna has showered so much mercy on me, sending me to Braja Bhumi. That I could now see such love. Now Uddhava develops greed for such love. Gopi prema. How can I develop this love as the Braja Gopis are? And the Shruti is the Vedas also, they are aspiring for such love. Gopi prema. That is Parama Purusartha, that is Supreme Purusartha, such Gopi prema. Do you understand? How they are rendering loving service. They have given up all dharma. Sarva dharma anaparitejya. Abandoning all dharma. The gopis, Braja gopis have abandoned all dharma, loka dharma, social etiquette, Veda dharma, Vedic etiquette. Yes, shame, lajja, patience. They are, what is say, kulamarjada. Their, what do you say? Family etiquette, yes. Do you understand? Which is very difficult to give up. They have given it up. For rendering loving service to Krishna, such pure love they have developed for Krishna. I have never seen anywhere. So, that greed has not developed in me. How I can have it? How such good fortune may arise to me? If I will be able to get some dust from their lotus feet, then such good fortune may come to me. Understand? But if I beg, they won't give me. So in this life, no possibility at all. What shall I do? Vrindavani kimapi gulmolati sadhina. If I will be born as a blade of grass here, in the jungle of Vrindavan, or some creeper, or some medicinal herb, then I'll get that chance. Then they'll be running like a mad woman, dead of night. By chance, their feet may touch me. So I'll get some dust. Otherwise, no possibility. Then such good fortune may arise. Then I'll develop such love. Then I'm able to render such loving service unto Krishna. Because that is the Parama Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha. That is the goal of human birth. Param Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha, renders of loving service unto Krishna. Purusartha Sriramani. Jupala. That is what Uddhava wanted. Such dear devotee of Krishna. Then, Pathata Ananda Dugham Padambhujam Pansasrayanna Ravindalochanaha Sukham Vishche Surajoga Karma Bhir Mayayami Vyata Namanina. 11th canto. 11:29:3. Athata ananda dugham padambhujam hansasrayen naravinda lochana sukham nu visve sura yoga karma bhir stanmayami vyata namanina. This is Uddhava says to Krishna. You understand? Uddhava says to Krishna. O lotus-eyed Visveswara, Lord of universe, All the devotees, they have accepted your lotus feet as the only shelter. Do you understand? Only shelter. Your lotus feet, they have accepted. And your lotus feet is such a place, there is no fear, no lamentation, no death, is only completely full, filled with transcendental blissfulness. Understand? Nikhilananda. So, taking shelter, completely surrendering to that lotus feet, all the devotees of yours, all is engaged in licking, drinking the nectar emanating from it. Do you understand? From your lotus feet. All is engaged and all is blissful. Those who take to the path of yoga or karma and don't take shelter at your lotus feet, they are captured by Maya. You understand? They are completely doomed. Therefore, loving service unto your lotus feet is the supreme purusartha. The one who is an intelligent devotee person, he gives up karma, jnana, yoga, only accepts loving service to your lotus feet. You understand? 10th canto, 10:51-56. Na kamayanyam tava pada sevana da kinchana prathyo tamadvaram vibho aradya kastam yapavargatam hari vrunita adyo paramatma bandhanam. Na kamay, begins with, na kamayanyam tava pada sevana da kinchana prathyo tamadvaram vibho aradya kastam yapavargatam hari vrunita adyo paramatma bandhanam. Muchukanda says to Lord, O Lord, those are akinchanas. You understand? Akinchana is kinchana, papar, materially papar. Akinchanas, they only pray for your lotus feet. Do you understand? They only pray for your lotus feet. Pray for the service, loving service lotus feet. They never pray for anything. They never pray for anything. Thus, those who are really intelligent, wise person, they should understand it. What is to be prayed for? Purport is that this is the only goal, only prayer, only desire one should cherish, how to render loving service unto the lotus feet of Krishna. How to have the ananya bhakti, another devotion. Bhavatad bhaktir ahetu kitvai. Really learned and intelligent, he should pray for only this thing. He should not pray for anything else. Do you understand? Then 11:2. Konu rajan indriyavana mukunda saranambujam nāvadete sarvata mṛtirupāsyam amaruttami. Have you? Konu rajan indriyavana mukunda saranambujam na vajaita sarvata mṛtirupāsyam amaruttami. 11:2. You have. Sukadeva Goswami says to Maharaj Parikhit, oh Maharaj Parikhit, the jivas here in this material world, revolving in this cycle of birth and death, do you understand? Under clutches of death. They should only pray for the bhajan of your lotus feet. Do you understand? They should do. Even Brahmavadis, those who want to merge in Brahma and get Brahmananda, even the demigods, great demigods, do you follow? They cannot understand this thing. What pleasure is there in serving the lotus feet of Krishna? What pleasure is there to be engaged in bhajan of Krishna bhajan? Therefore, the lotus feet of Krishna, to rendering loving service unto lotus feet of Krishna, is parama purusartha, supreme purusartha, that is only to be prayed for, nothing else. Understand? then you will find this 2420. Sriyapatir Jagyapati Prajapatir Dhiyangpatir Lokapatir Dharapatihi Patir Gatishandhaka Prasni Sattvatang Prasidatang Me Bhagavan Sadampatihi 2420. Find out. This is Sukadeva Goswami's prayer.
May Lord Sri Krishna, who is worshipable, all the Vedas, the protector and glory of all the kings, like Anandaka and Rishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon me.
Be merciful on me. That's the prayer. Huh? What prayer? This is the only prayer. Nothing else. Understand? This is the perfection of life. Therefore, living entity is eternally the servant of the Lord. Thus, when he engages himself, service of the Lord in all respects, he enjoys the perfection of life. You understand? So many shastric evidences, so many mahajanas, so many bhaktas, they have all prayed for it. And Maharaj Khatvanga is a devotee, he knows it perfectly well. So at the last moment of his life, he said, I don't want the benediction you demigods offering me in the material world. I don't want it. I only want this thing. You understand? Loving service and the lotus feet of Krishna, nothing. He rejected, kicked everything. Got it. Thank you.
What does eventually happen when it doesn't?
Unless you deserve, how can you get it?
But then would you get it?
Nonsense. You are a nonsense. You should have first developed this desire, very intense desire, Krishna will grant you. Why are you asking that nonsense? What desire will say cherish? We must cherish this desire. Such intense desire. I don't want anything, I want only this thing. If you deserve, then you get. Why are you asking that? Whether you got it or not, what is that to you? What is the lesson here? You try to learn. You are fool, nonsense. You're nonsense. What is that you would have got or not? What is that to you? You cherish such desire. If you deserve, you get it. And that's the only desire. That's the only attainment. Only boon we should ask for. Understand?
Yes, Kumar.
Yes. Nothing else.
Kumar, is it true that Lord Brahma had his desire fulfilled? He came.
Yes, he was born as Brahma Haridas. Yes, in the Javan family. No pride. I am Javan Mlecho. He became so low. Pranada Vishunit.
Low than bloody ground.
Yes. Because Brahma, he has Brahma, so great pride he had. He said, take it out. Yes, this position. Gave me such pride. I committed such great offense. I tested you. Such rascal I am. Take it out. Then he was born. Brahma Haridas in Mamadan family. I'm Mlecho, I'm Javan, I'm most degraded. Untouchable. Such low. You became Brahma Haridas, Namacharya. Then I 24 hours chanting. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Not forgetting for one moment, you see. How is he? Mahaprabhu, So dear. Mahaprabhu offered. There was a, how do you say? Feast. Devotees are eating. You understand, in Jagannath Puri, huge amount of Mahaprasad was brought, Jagannath Prasad. Mahaprabhu was feeding all devotees from Gauda Desh, Odisha, Gauda, You understand? All are sitting, eating, Mahaprabhu eats. Call, call, call! Hardas, Hardas!
Please come. No, I can't sit there. I am very low. I am untouchable, lowest of the low. I can't sit. So he didn't come and sat there. Far away, sitting. Huh? Such mentality. No pride at all. Pranada Vishnu. Then Mahaprabhu gave his own remnants. All right, take it. So, understood? Huh? What he gets?
At the end of his life, he got the dust of all the
associates of Mahaprabhu,
and he said...
Definitely, he got mercy. That life he got. Not in previous life. That life, next life, he got mercy. Yatra Mahaprabhu said, Pranadati sunichena tarori vasaishnana amani namanadena kirtaniyasla hari. This is the most important verse, Sikhyastaka. This mode, if you chant Hare Krishna, you will get a mohakti. Thinking oneself, do you understand? Lower than a blade of grass, lying on the street, Pranada Vishnichi, lowest of the law. Tarariva Saishuna, be as tolerant as tree. Amani Manada, don't demand respect, pay respect to one and all. This mentality. If you chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
definitely develop Krishna prema. Ehi bhave jai Krishna, bhaje Krishna pade prema upujay. That's it. This mentality, one who does Krishna bhajan, chants Hare Krishna, he gets the mercy of Mahaprabhu, thereby he develops Krishna prema. Yes, without this mentality. You cannot get Krishna prema, though you are chanting Hare Krishna, still you cannot get Krishna prema unless you develop this mentality. You cannot get mercy of Mahaprabhu, mercy of the holy name. Your pride, you have so false ego, I am so great, this and that. How can you get? You demand respect, you don't pay respect. You are so intolerant, you cannot tolerate. If you say this thing, you rascal, Gokulda. What? I'm rascal. You're a rascal. I'll beat you with my shoes. So intolerant. So how can you get? Tarori va saishruna. If you cut the tree into pieces, burn into ashes, tolerates.
How do we become humble then? How can we become humble then?
You become a tree. Let me cut you. You tolerate.
You have to beat me many times. Many thousands of times, then maybe.
This is most needed, do you understand? Otherwise, why you chant Hare Krishna? Why you can't get Krishna prema? Mukhya pathe jiva paya Krishna prema dhyana. Chief result of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna prema. Why you can't? Because you have pride. You have no tolerance. And you are demanding respect, not paying respect. So, how can you get?
Guru, many times you speak about the necessity of controlling the mind. And some nonsense thought comes and you kick it out. So I wonder what the connection is between controlling of the mind and getting the anarthas out of the heart. Just by controlling someone's mind, does that remove the anarthas from our heart?
Yeah, unless anarthas are removed, I can develop this mentality.
But are those anarthas removed just by the intellectual process of not...
Not in intellectual process, by hearing from Sadhguru, developing pure bhakti. Understand? Shravana dasa, varana dasa, smarana dasa, apana dasa, tapana dasa. What is that? Culmination of that. It begins from hearing. Understood? So you are not hearing. Are you hearing? Is Krishna katha entering into your ears?
So that control of your mind is enables to hear properly.
Mind is so fickle. You are sitting there as if you are posing you are hearing, but it is not hearing. Mind is hovering hither and thither. Yeah, the Krishna Katha is not entering into our ears. Into whose ears Krishna Katha enters? Who had no nabhasa? No other desire. You understand? No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, only bhavata bhakti rahita vidhi. Only such a person. Ears of the person, Krishna Katha enter. Otherwise not enter. Maybe sitting there, posing or pretending that hearing, but not hearing. Krishna Katha is not entering. The mind is hovering somewhere there. Gokuldas mind hearing there.
So Guru Maharaj, most of us...
Phantasmagoria. He's building castles in the air. Look at that. Oh. That, I'll be like that, I'll be like that. So many things, how I'll
agree. Understand? Most of us, we are coming, I mean, at least I'm coming, because I'm miserable. And then, actually, that it means that I desire liberation. So how to get rid of that kind of desires? Because most of us, we are miserable. So when we are coming to the sadhu, then probably that is because we want to get rid of our misery. In other words, it's like liberation. So we are filled with crazy desires.
Liberation... A jnani gets. Right. And demon gets, a demon gets Baba. Yeah. Harinahata. Who is killed by Lord Hari, he gets. Therefore Bhakta kicks, get out.
So we can recognize
he never desires for any source of liberation. Even Sarupya, Salopya, Sarsti, Samipya. What to speak of Sarjujya? Demon Bhavata Bhakti. Only. And life after life and serve your lotus feet. Yes. Then liberation mukti with folded hands stands in the queue at your doorstep. Oh, I have come to serve you, accept you. No, get out from here. I don't want you. So why are you aspiring for liberation? What is that? Only aspire for her to serve lotus feet of Krishna, life after life.